God, I really have to stop drinking seltzer water when I record. Wow. The winter depression, I think, had me in a chokehold a little bit. The past few days, it's been sunny and that's been amazing. And I've been trying to go on my walks and soaking in the sun and looking at a blue sky. Ugh. So good. Well, I feel like everyone is probably going through a bit of a hibernation period because of the winter. And if you don't have seasons, well, lucky you. Yeah, I wish. But the wintertime, it only exacerbates my hibernating and isolating and tucking into myself, which I think I've been doing this for a long time. And if you're like me, when you're dealing with emotional shit and also just trying to work on yourself and trying to work through things inside yourself, you're struggling mentally, you're putting all your energy towards taking care of yourself, and in order to do that, you don't really have a lot of energy to do other things. But then you just, yeah. I don't know. If you're looking for someone relating to your depressive isolating, pop a squat. Me and my sister just started Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. So good, so entertaining. And season two, there is a scene where the producer behind the camera, he typically asks the parents questions. Oh, wait, sorry. This show is about, if you don't know what it is, it's about people on the spectrum who are trying to find love. And the producer asks questions when he's behind the camera. And he asks the mom of someone that's on the show, Connor. Connor's someone who's on the show and he's trying to find love. And the mom was asked, does Connor have any friends? And the mom said, no, not really. And like her voice breaking a little bit. And she starts to cry and she's like, that one's really hard. I think those were her words. Anyway, something very close to those words. And we paused the show and I'm like, I said, that's heartbreaking as a mother to just watch your son struggle and verbalizing that out loud, like knowing that your son doesn't have any close friends. And I was just like a little broken watching the mother break. And this show will get you crying a lot. I've cried multiple times watching the show, but it's also very heartwarming. Ashley starts cracking up when I say this, when I was like, that's heartbreaking. She's like, you don't have any friends. And I'm like, that's fair. So I'm like, that's not true. Like, if I wanted to, I could. Like, I'd have people I could go out with, like the high school friends. Like, I could go out with them if I wanted to. I could see my high school friends. But other than that, I'm like, you're kind of right. I do have options, but I don't hang out with anyone. And to be fair, it's because I have my sister home and she's my best friend. But even so, like having one person that you see all the time isn't the same as having a social life. I was always the independent type. But recently, when you start focusing on your mental health, it's almost like opening a can of worms. Or that's not a good analogy. It's like, can I use Pandora's box? Like opening the box and like you can't, no, help me out here. It's something that once you open it, you can't really close it. And you're constantly having to deal with it. Like, now that your attention's been drawn to it, you realize everything that there is to do. And I'm just a very problem-solving person. And I see all these quote-unquote issues within me. And not just that, but I'm constantly trying to make myself feel okay. I'm constantly trying to keep my anxiety and depression in check. And it takes a lot of work to do that. It takes me getting myself to exercise every day, me eating nutritious foods every day and cooking for myself, me getting myself to go outside, me doing activities that I genuinely enjoy, like reading. It's a full-time job. You also have to clean your house or your room, do the dishes. There's so much. And that's why I don't have a problem always staying home. I just wanted to talk about my isolation today because I think every week when I'm like, what topic should I do? I'm like, what would be helpful to people right now? And then I ask, well, what's something that would be nice to hear on my end? And I think that if you're going through this isolation period, that it's okay. And I'm doing it as well. And I can assure you that a lot of other people out there are doing it as well. Because people will make you feel like there's something wrong with you staying at home, you taking care of yourself. And they almost think that you're just going crazy, isolating yourself. Like, oh, that's not healthy, babe. Like, that's your opinion. Maybe it's not good for you, but for me, it actually is. But yes, sometimes the isolation can be really hard to deal with alone. But the pros of it outweigh the cons. The pros of me being by myself outweigh the downsides of it. I've always been introverted, okay? And I'm actually ambiverted, I would say. Some people, when I go out, like I will get a jolt of energy. I'm like 30% extroverted, 70% introverted, but both ends are very strong. And I don't know why people kind of condemn introverts and praise people for being extroverted. Like, oh, she's so outgoing and talkative. Like, that's great. Yeah, that is. Introverts can be talkative and outgoing too, but what's so wrong with being self-sufficient? Being introverted, you're able to be by yourself, take care of yourself. You're not dependent on someone else for your energy levels. What's so wrong with that? If anything, I think maybe introversion would be the superior. So enough with the introvert slander. The fact that I can bring myself joy by just being by myself, that's wonderful. That's great. The fact that I can have a dance party in my room and have so much fun and be a mood booster, that's amazing. Ugh. Seriously, who cares if you're a homebody? I think people look at people that are homebodies and they're like, yeah, that's not good. You need to be like getting out there and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. I think all animals are creatures of habit. And like, look at your dog or your cat or people with dogs and cats, and they're on a schedule. Like, if you look up anything on how to train an animal, they're like, they like routine, feeding them at certain times, going to bed at the same time. Why, like, they like routine and structure. We're also animals. Wouldn't that also make sense for us? What's so wrong with loving my home? And if you staying at home is harmful to you, then yeah, okay, then it can be quote unquote bad. But I'm sick of people just looking down on other people that like to stay home. Yeah, I can entertain myself and I have hobbies that I enjoy that I can do alone. Thank you. I have friends that definitely insinuate pitying me for being at home, or maybe not always friends, but like my sister's friends or like other people. Like if I shared with people I work with what I do on a daily basis, they'd be like, oh, like that's not good. I can already predict what their response would be. Over Thanksgiving, my high school friends wanted to go out Thanksgiving Eve, it being the biggest drinking year. And my sister's friend said, I'm glad you're hanging out with your friends. Because she notes that I've been at home just taking care of myself. And then another comment, one of the friends I went out with, we were pre-gaming at one of their houses. And right when I like gave her a hug, we were saying our first hellos, she was like, I'm glad you're coming out and are going out. When previously this friend had, like when I tell her what I've been up to, there's definitely pity in her voice. This friend has said things to me before along the lines of me, like how I should be getting out the house and I'm probably going crazy. And like, she has expressed this same condescending sentiment to me before in the past. Spring semester of my freshman year, I decided to do remote because it was the year of COVID. My fall semester, all of our classes were online. Nothing was in person. I was living out of a hotel turned dorm room that was 20 minutes away from campus. I never saw any classmates. I wasn't living a campus life. I had to walk over 20 minutes to go to the closest dining hall. And then I would eat food outside because there was no dining halls open to people to actually eat inside, nor were there any buildings that allowed it. So then I ended up eating outside because my dorm room was over 20 minutes away. So yeah, I eat outside on campus in the rain sometimes, in the snow sometimes, and it was just a headache. And I was paying thousands of dollars to be there. So I was like, I don't want to do that. So I chose to save money and live at home, which, yes, I did go a little crazy doing that, but it was worth it to me at the time to save that money. So one time I was at this friend's house, I think it was after the semester, and all her college stuff was in her room, and it looked crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, your room looks crazy. Something like that about all her college stuff. And she said, well, because some of us actually left home for college. And my other friend was there in the room, and I like gave her a look. She gave me a look being like, why did she say that? It was just fucking weird. The shaming for not putting myself out there and staying quote unquote sheltered, kind of fuck you for that. I didn't do that because I'm scared to be out in the world. I did that because I wanted to save money and COVID was fucking up everything. It was gonna be probably a bad semester because of the COVID era, nevertheless. Anyway, that was the past. That was 3 years ago. But even still now, she looks at me that same way. I can just tell. She looks down on me for living this way, or looks down on me for not living it up as another 20-something year old. Anyway, so yeah, I was out Thanksgiving Eve, and this friend, she wanted to go to our hometown bar, which I already knew I was gonna see people from my high school that I don't care to entertain at all, don't care about them at all. The rest of the group didn't want to really go to this hometown bar, but we're like, you know what, since you want to, we'll go there for like an hour, and then we're gonna get a ride to the actual fun location where we won't really know anyone from high school, and I already know these spots. They're just more fun than this hometown bar. You know what ended up happening this night? The friend that says the condescending, pitying things to me, the one that said those things before, she didn't eat at all, really, that day. drank a lot at the pregame. We show up at the bar, the hometown bar. It's fine. But she starts getting sick. And I spent 2 hours with this girl going back and forth to the bathroom. And then out of the bathroom, she's fine. Then she starts puking at the bar, go back to the bathroom. So I spent my whole night helping her throw up and, like, coaxing her. Which in the moment, like, yeah, that's what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Leave your friend hanging there? And then the other people that we pre-gamed at the house with, they ended up leaving to go to the more fun bars. Because I said, I can't go. Because, like, I can't leave her like this. I'm waiting for her mom to pick her up. So anyway, that was my night. Literally going to the hometown bar I didn't want to go to. Because if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go to the fun bars. So I'm like, what am I missing out on? That's so wonderful how I never go out and that's how it turned out. I was like, I'm so fucking done. Okay, hooray. I think there's a guilt around people in their 20s and maybe their 30s probably too, depending on the friends that you surround yourself with or the friends you're in contact with. But you feel kind of sorry for yourself or you feel like you're missing out on something because people are going out to bars, people are going on trips. I can promise you, you're not missing out on anything. Promise you. Because I think people, when they go out, they're expecting a lot better of a time than they actually have. And I can also promise you that the pictures that they're posting of their lives is not as fun as much as Kelsey makes it seem to be. Also, why are we surrounding everything around drinking? Okay, suspicious. Another time I went out, it was on Halloween. And this was all right, okay? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I think I got a little too drunk that night. And I was talking to one of the guys in this friend group. I can't talk about the relations, but there was a friend group I was going out with. And one of the guys was so sober. And I was talking with him. I was like, what's up? Like, dude, he's like, I get sick of going out like this. I said, why? He's like, I just don't really like to drink. And I don't know, it's just like not as great. I can't remember everything because I was kind of drunk. But basically this guy who I definitely know is very in with the group, a very popular guy. He doesn't have fun at these things. I think he just goes probably because of the peer pressure from his friends and that's what's expected. Like, you don't want to go out, you're lame. Everyone needs to actually shut the fuck up. And it's honestly great that I'm not on social media because I don't have to see this shit. I'm not on Snapchat, not really on Instagram, not seeing the stuff I'm supposedly missing out on. I also don't give a fuck. I'm like, I don't care that you went out to that bar. I don't care that you had another sorority party. I could not care less. So I don't really want to see that. It does not make my day any better knowing that. Am I coming off as pessimistic? I'm sorry. I'm just tired. Let me just enlighten you on how much I've been isolating. So, like, I do have friends from high school. I have these two closer friends. And your high school friends, once you leave high school, the relationship will inevitably change. And I've definitely changed as a person. And I've found that these friends don't understand me in the way that I am now. And so it's sometimes hard to be around them because I can't be my fullest self. But anyway, we'll still catch up. I'll still see them from time to time. But they used to like ask, oh, do you want to come down to my college to come visit me? And like, oh, me and my friends are doing something or, oh, a football game, you should come out and da 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 da, right? They don't do that anymore. Recently, it's a trio of us, my two close high school friends. The one went to the other school for some music fest thing. With my minimal time on Instagram, I saw pictures of them, like, together. And I didn't even feel left out. And usually they would invite me to these things. And I wasn't hurt that they didn't, because I know they would have. I know that they didn't ask me because they know that I wouldn't have gone. That's what it's come to. And the reason I don't want to go is because I'm not really into drinking anymore. I don't want to go out and drink and stay up late. And I'm not really in the mood to be around people where I can't talk about the true things I'm going to. Like, you don't want to be around people when you can't be your truest self. You can't be completely open about what you're feeling because you don't want to feel like a Debbie Downer being like, oh yeah, like I am pretty depressed. And I think I'm just coming off as a person struggling with depression. Like, yo, girl, that's typical depression. Like, you don't want to go out. You don't like the things you used to. Are you kidding me? I actually never enjoyed leaving the house. But yeah, it's gotten worse for sure. But yeah, and I like sleeping in my own bed. I like journaling before bed. I like meditating before bed. Another thing I've noticed with myself, other than like the high school friends not inviting me anymore, is that I don't respond to texts for months sometimes. I swear, me and this one friend I met in college, we've gone closer with the distance, with me taking a break from college and not seeing her all the time, which is funny. But it's literally norm for us now to not respond to each other for months because these texts are so emotionally involved, self-reflective involved. We'll give each other a rundown, and she doesn't respond to me for like 4 to 6 weeks, and I don't respond to hers either because I don't have the emotional energy to. And she gets that. And if you have friends in your life that you're kind of putting distance between, they're going to understand it too if they can understand mental health, period. We understand each other's isolation. And texting, I don't know why people chronically text, because it's like if someone showed up at your front doorstep and expected you to be able to make conversation, like, how can someone expect that of you? There's also this other friend who literally reached out to me a long time ago, and I didn't respond to her for so long that when I finally did, she didn't even respond back to me. That's how it was. I'm so tired right now. And literally, I'm just sharing where I'm at so you can not feel bad about your isolation either. I do not have the emotional energy to respond to people. I don't have the emotional energy to maintain relationships. If people are understanding of you and they actually love you, then they'll understand that. And sometimes the friends that you have won't always be able to be the people that you want them to be. For me, I'm a lot lonelier around people I don't fully enjoy versus the loneliness I feel when I'm alone. Like, being around people I don't fully feel comfortable around, it makes me feel lonelier because it's just a reminder of the void I feel in friendships. And I'd rather be around myself, knowing that I am good company, knowing that I do understand myself, knowing what I do need. Because then when you're around people that aren't fully meeting the things that you want, you're just reminded of the fact that you are alone. I don't feel comfortable sharing the full story on how my life's going. Like, not being able to be my fullest self is exhausting. And if you don't get it, well, I guess I'm not sharing. And it's just exhausting having to over-explain yourself. And sometimes it just sucks being around people whose focuses are so unaligned with yours. I want to talk about how I mentally haven't been doing well and how sometimes I literally am struggling with wanting to be alive. And the things I'll have to share would probably be around self-reflections and how I've been going in my journey and just my everyday emotions. Meanwhile, like a friend I'd be hanging out with wants to talk about this new guy she's hooking up with and how he's being super forward and kind of cringy and whatever, they're having spontaneous hookups. Like, it's just hard to listen to that when you're just going through your own shit. And it's like, if we're going to have good conversation, like, I need you to be as emotionally involved in sharing as I am. Like, it's just so hard to connect with people when you have to be so vulnerable in giving a life update. And there's this just very surface level and not at all vulnerable. It's just hard. And so sometimes it's just better to be alone. It's like, I don't feel comfortable sharing. And I also won't be able to be a supportive friend for whatever you're going through. And I just find it hard to relate to you as a person. Like, you just feel so far away from everyone else. Or maybe everyone else just feels far away from you. It's like, no one gets what I'm going through. And so to save myself the sadness of being around you, like, I'm just gonna be alone. And I'm content being alone right now. And you can be too. There's nothing wrong with that. My life right now, I go to the gym, I read my books at home, maybe I go on my walks outside, look at the blue sky, or try my best to enjoy the winter weather or whatever. I leave the house for work, and I'm using all my time to take care of myself and helping myself to do things that will make me enjoy life, going to therapy, spending time with my family, and that's enough for me. I'm a hardwired loner. At night, I'm cool with being in silence and writing in my journals and just soaking up the time with myself. Using my time to do the hobbies that I enjoy. But sometimes I also need the time to myself to, like, fucking spiral. Like, it's so time-consuming taking care of yourself. If you're a hardwired loner too, you go. Stop letting people make you feel bad about it. What is lame about staying home? Like, all the fun that people are supposedly having out with people, it's I've experienced it. It's not that great. You know what is great? When you're doing it with someone that's actually your best friend. But really, really good friends are hard to find, and I don't know. I don't know at what age you start to lose the old friends that you had and start finding your new ones. I'm figuring it out. But right now, I don't really have any best friends like I used to. I have my one, my sister, and I try to make that enough for me. And yes, it still leaves me lonely. Am I also romantically lonely? Yes. But I don't have the energy to change my situation. Like, where am I going to find these friends? A painting class, maybe, if I sign up. But it's not like I'm a self-fulfilling prophecy right now or being closed-minded thinking I'll never find people because people suck. I don't think that. Sometimes I do think that. Sometimes I'm like, the world is disappointing. People are disappointing. But anytime I am going to be in a new environment, I get optimistic about meeting people. And I just know how it goes. Like in college, whenever I start a new lab or going to new classes, I had all the optimism. Also starting a new job, starting just anything new. I'm like, oh, I could be meeting someone I'm really close with, and I like hope that happens. And then when it doesn't, This is when you have doubts about the universe. You start having doubts about the law of attraction. You're like calls to like, and the universe delivers what is owed to you. Like, I attract more goodness into my life and attract more abundance. That's when you have doubts. You're like, really? Okay, is the universe trying to teach me that I need to practice more gratitude? Am I ungrateful right now? Ugh, life is just so impossible sometimes. But anyway, I don't want to hold any resentments towards the universe. And I've just become more accepting. But yeah, to put in the work to actually find good friends, that's a lot of fucking work and a lot of energy. A lot of energy to put out when I don't even know if it's going to pay off. So right now, I'm just chilling with myself. And I'm good with that. It's easy. I know I can get myself a good time. I do the things I enjoy. I'm on my own schedule. Yeah. It is so great to hibernate, tuck into yourself, and just focus on yourself. Building a relationship with yourself and nurturing yourself is honestly the best thing that you can do, and your best investment. You're going to be with yourself forever, and if you don't know how to spend time with yourself, it's going to be a long road ahead. But I know you know how to be with yourself if you're listening to this now. You don't have to act like you're okay when you're with yourself, and you don't have to act like you care about other people's problems. I'm such an empathetic person, but it is hard to care about a lot of people. And so when your circle is really small, you don't have to exert all that extra energy. And that's not a terrible thing. Like, that sounds so selfish, but sometimes you need to be. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be able to be a proper friend to people if you had been putting yourself out there. It is so, so great to not have a facade on or walls up because you're trying to be a certain version of yourself around these people that don't know this new vulnerable version of you. Yeah. I just want you to know that it's okay. Wherever you are, it is completely okay. You're laying in bed till 3 o'clock? Me too. If there's not a problem with you isolating, then that's just the way it is. If you're finding your isolation helpful, who is to say that it's a bad thing? There's no such thing as a good or bad. Is it helpful or is it unhelpful to you? And that's for you to decide. That is for you to say. I think that you find that a simpler and quieter life is actually a more peaceful one rather than having a life with all this stuff going on. I think isolating right now, it's like I'm on this path of self-discovery and a path of enlightenment and tucking away into myself. Like, I just feel like that's what's needed. Forget all the outside noise, and we shouldn't feel bad about it. All right, well, I hope that this was helpful to you. Just know that I'm there on your side. I'm so supportive of you, doing what you need to do to survive out here, doing what you need to do to make yourself feel the best way possible as much as you can. Don't let anyone make you feel bad about where you are at in your journey. They don't know what's good for you. They don't know what feels good for you. You do. And don't be thinking that you feel sorry for yourself because you see other people out there living a better life than you, because I can promise you that they are not. People just like to make it seem that way. And the people that make it seem that way the most, I think, are the ones that have the most to prove. I'm there with you, and I send you listening to this, like, all my love, seriously. And just know I'm confident that we're all going to be okay. And I'm just proud of you for coming here and trying to listen to yourself and putting yourself on the path of growing and evolving and trying to do better for yourself, because it is not easy.